supporting the USDA, especially when it comes to the undersecretaries. I'm Keith Weinberg with your WNAX Farm News Update. This Farm News Update is being brought to you by Farmers Union Insurance. For a no-obligation quote, contact a local agent today. Brent Schwart is the president of the Iowa Soybean Association, farmer-producer himself from just outside of Spencer, Iowa. We talked about the importance of supporting the USDA and the fact they continue to work on getting the undersecretaries in place.
Absolutely, extremely important. Obviously, we're happy to see Brooke got approved so quickly, Secretary Rollins. But, you know, we've had the opportunity to meet with some of her nominees, specifically Richard Fordyce for the FPAC undersecretary position, and he's just Richard is a friend of the soybean farmer. He's a farmer himself, him and his wife there in Missouri, and he's got a strong support, in my opinion, for the conservation practices that a lot of farmers have been implementing.
And of course, other things going on too. I know that you've been part of the Young Leaders Program through Corteva and trying to get, you know, the young guys, the young people involved, and then the secret, of course, keeping them involved in agriculture. You've been participating in some of those committees, haven't you?
It's always a fun time for the Corteva Young Leaders Program. One of their meetings that they have for the young leaders to come together, obviously experience Commodity Classic, meet with a lot of the trade organizations, and really learn what leadership means to them and how they can become more involved. My wife and I were involved in 2010, and this year we were able to be a part of welcoming the 41st class of young leaders to Commodity Classic. And, I mean, you look back at the previous 40 years and some of the leaders that have come out of that.
That's your WNAX Farm News Update, brought to us today by Farmers Union Insurance. I'm Keith Weinberg.